The Interesting Conversations with Interesting People podcast series with author Nigel Beckles.
Welcome to the podcast.
Please like the podcast and subscribe to this channel. Podcast. Thank you. The very best way to promote your podcasts. PodPage makes it easy to create a podcast website with just a few clicks. Every page is optimized to be found on Google and it stays up to date forever. For more information, visit podpage.com, the future of podcast promotion.
Have you experienced several failed relationships or been through a divorce? How can you avoid making the same mistakes again? How to avoid making the big relationship mistakes is out now.
Hi, my name is Nigel Beckles. My book is packed with practical and common sense strategies that you can use to make better relationship choices.
Now you can discover the dangerous myths about love. If your relationship expectations are realistic, why you could be falling in love for all the wrong reasons.
How to avoid making the big relationship mistakes. It's a book that could change your life.
Available from amazon.co.uk. Kindle version also available.
Author Queen P. When the Mood is Right, A Poetry Journey, Mood Swings, and When the Mood is Right, A Rebirth. Books available on Amazon and all good bookstores.
Hi, I'm Queen P. Please join me by tuning into my poetry podcast, The Royal Affair, on Anchor, Spotify, Apple, Google, and all other similar platforms. You can also listen to the podcast on the Helium Radio Network on Saturdays at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
You have entered into the royal affair.
Get ready for takeoff.
Welcome back to my Interesting Conversations with Interesting People podcast series. My guest for this episode has a mission to cut the divorce rate by 10%. Marriage advocate Hody Spencer. Hi, Hody. Welcome to my podcast series. How are you?
So far, so good. Very nice to meet you. Thank you so much for having me on. I'm very excited to be here.
Likewise. So where do you live at the moment?
I am in Seattle, Washington, in the US.
I understand your mission is to cut the divorce rate. Is that just in your country or worldwide?
I never thought of it as worldwide. I mostly kind of focused on the US, but I think by all means, the goal being to cut the divorce rate by 10%, let's go worldwide. Let's do the whole thing. I think it's well within reach.
When did you get involved with your mission? And how did you become interested in reducing the amount of divorces?
Nigel, I was married for 20 years to what I thought was my soulmate, just a great gal. We head over heels in love for 20 years. And she decided that she didn't want to be married anymore. And I was devastated by it. I tend to learn my lessons after the fact. So I dove in, learned everything I could about relationships. Tried to find out what went wrong. And the recurring theme she told me was I never listened to her. But so I got divorced, dove in, learned everything I could, as I said. And if I could do a few things differently, then I'd still be married. So I checked 99 out of 100 of her boxes, but I missed one. And it's kind of fun. Recently, I was with her and was telling her about everything I learned. And she said, you know, had you been doing that all along, we would still be married. So I was like, wow, that's a pretty good endorsement.
Why do you believe the majority of marriages fail?
A lot of reasons. I'm going to disqualify those under 23, 24 years old. I think there's so many changes that we have as individuals before 24. I think when we hit the age of maybe 24, 25, we start to become who we're going to be for the rest of our lives. But it's too easy to quit. Our society just tells us it's too easy to quit. Hey, if you don't like it, if you can't stand the heat, let's get out of the kitchen versus let's dive in and work on things. But I really focus on where it comes from a man, if you will. And for men, I think a lot of men view marriage as being an accomplishment. And they think, okay, I'm married. Boom, we checked that off. Now I can go focus on career and everything else. And they forget about the relationship. And a relationship is work. It's much easier to be single than it is to be married. So I think a lot of guys, men, if you will, stop doing the work. They stop doing the courting. They stop doing everything that they could do to land the relationship. and focus on conquering the world rather than paying attention. The biggest thing that they're lacking is emotional security, which is, as you know, is paying attention, listening, validating what they say, making a woman feel heard and understood is pretty much the basis of it. And when they lose that, most women get fed up with it and will head for greener pastures, if you will.
You mentioned that your wife asked you for a divorce. According to reliable research, married women decide to divorce at a much higher rate than men. Why do you believe that is happening?
Yeah, I think it's about 70% of all divorces, 70 to 80% are initiated by women. And again, I think it's because the men tend to stop doing the courting, stop putting work into relationships. Now, to their defense, they don't know that the relationship needs work. And you know, I counseled a lot of my friends, mostly their girlfriends or wives, if you will. And it seemed they would complain. They would complain, he does this, he does that, da, 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 da. Everything that was wrong with the relationship, they would tell me. And they told everybody except the one person that needed to hear it, right? And so they can say, hey, I felt like it. I told you. So my ex would say, you never listened to me. And it's like, well, yeah, I hear everything you say. The big challenge was I didn't know how. So a woman needs to feel heard and understood. And if you, the husband, are not able to do that, they're going to look for someplace else to get that need met. And I don't want to say there was no infidelity, but I think she needed to feel heard and understood. And I wasn't a safe place for her to do that. I would go into what most all men do, and that is invalidating what she was saying. I would say, oh, you shouldn't feel that way. You shouldn't let that bother you. And I would want to fix. We'd go into the fix mode and repair mode, where she just wanted to get something off her chest. She didn't want my opinion, didn't want my help, didn't want my attitude. Or worse, when I would say, you shouldn't feel that way, which is invalidation of her feelings. And I think the big problem, most men don't know how to do it. And there's no one teaches them how to do it. So if you come to me and say, hey, Hody, I'm driving the car and it keeps pulling to the right and the steering wheel is shaking, I'll say, hey, Nigel, you got a flat right front tire. We fix it. And I think women don't want to be fixed. They just want to feel validated and heard and understood that it's okay that they feel the way they do.
Well, I think part of the problem may well be that boys are not really orientated when they're growing up to show feelings or share their emotions, except maybe for anger. There's something called guy code, where guys, if they get together, they'll only talk about work or sports or any other thing except their feelings, because they fear being judged by their peers.
Absolutely. And I think, too, men tend to be a little more logical. And I hope I don't get in trouble for saying this, but men tend to be logical. Women tend to be emotional.
There's a lot of valid research that says that men tend to compartmentalize. I don't think there's anything right or wrong about it. It's just how it is.
My personal feeling and from what I've learned is the man's role is to listen. And it doesn't matter what she's doing. If she's communicating, that's good. It's when they get quiet and they don't communicate, that's in trouble. So even if they're yelling at you, you need to look at it and say, you know, this is good. She's communicating. It means I'm being a safe place for her to feel heard and understood. So it doesn't matter how she's communicating, the communication is good. And when it's all off her chest, she's going to feel so much better.
So what type of people do you offer guidance to?
My original goal was for men. But again, the more you realize, much as you said, 70% of women are the ones who initiate divorce. I'm happy to speak with women, but the reason I think the women are initiating so many of the divorces are their needs are not being met. So I have my little guidebook that I put together that teaches men how to provide emotional security. And what's really interesting, Nigel, is when I will speak with a woman about it, she'll say, oh, my husband would never read that. Why not? Why could you not say, hey, instead of a marriage counselor, can you just read the book? Can you give it a try? Can you, you know, it's less than you're going to spend on a beer and a burger. But I'm happy to talk to anybody about a relationship. Again, the goal being to cut the divorce rate by 10%. Or, you know, I was at a pub the other day with a friend of mine, and a woman was sitting next to us and overheard me say that my ambition is to cut the divorce rate by 10%. And she laughed. She said, yeah, right. How are you going to do that? And I said, well, I'm going to teach men how to provide emotional security. Stopped her in her tracks. She goes, if you can do that, you'll hit 50% or even more. So anybody that's willing to listen and try some of the ideas I'm presenting, I'm happy to speak with them. Man, woman, regardless.
So what are the top three tips you would give to someone on how to improve their marriage?
Number one starts with emotional security. I didn't know what that was, let alone how to provide it. So emotional security being making a woman feel heard and understood. So, and again, I'm coming to this from the male's perspective, but make your partner feel heard and understood, which means active listening. When she has something to say, if you look at your cell phone in the middle of the conversation, boom, that undoes everything. She doesn't feel like you're a safe place to express herself. Turn off the ball game. Spend 10 minutes. Ask her how her day was. And then listen and let what she says maybe stimulate another question from you. So that's the first one. The second one, there's a great book. I'm forgetting the author, but it's The Five Love Languages. That's a really, really good one because learn what makes them feel loved. You know, if it's gifts that make me feel loved and I buy her gifts, yet all she wants to do is have physical touch is her love language. I'm giving her gifts, all these things, and I don't feel loved because she's not buying me gifts. She doesn't feel loved because I'm not providing any physical affection to her. So I think it's really important to cut it down, know what their love language is. I think it's a great, great book, and make sure you hit that. Another really big tip is just have state of the unions, whether it's once a week, once a month, once a quarter, to say, hey, honey, how is the relationship doing? And shut up and listen. Listen to what she's saying and hopefully have a dialogue about it. There's another really good one, and that is when you first start dating somebody, you're really good about saying, you tell them, I love you. You hold their hand is a way I love you. You send them cards is a way I love you. So you're kind of getting the visual, the auditory, the kinesthetic. And then we tend to gradually back off. And much like the love languages, we do what we like. So if you never say, I love you, and she needs to hear that, but you hold her hand all the time or write her card, she's going to say, well, you never say you love me. Okay. So again, learn about that. And then lastly, I'd say, remember you're a team. You fell in love with this person. Things are great. Let's not let it get to the point of resentments or if your needs are not being met. Tell me what your needs are. Yes, it should be painfully obvious, but sometimes you might need them to dumb it down for you, right? I mean, my wife's complaint, you never listen to me. It's like, yes, I do listen. I hear everything you're saying, but that's not how she needed to be listened to. So again, state of the union, how can I be better? And remember, you're a team.
Well, you mentioned dating. What would you say to someone who is single, looking for a relationship and ultimately wants to get married?
Love yourself first and be the best version of you you can be. Be comfortable in your own skin. If you want to be with somebody great, you need to be somebody great. So be the best that you can be, whether it's through physical appearance, education, be comfortable with yourself. And then here's a really, 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 really big point, and that is understand what dopamine is and the love chemicals, okay? Dopamine, oxytocin, some of these other things that you might go out on a date with somebody, you're 10 feet off the ground, oh, this is great, and you're having all the heart palpitations, and society has told us that that's what love is. No, that's not what love is. That's the chemicals that make us feel so good. And, you know, I started dating a gal 2 years ago, and I didn't let that happen, and it's kind of biting me in the butt, but we're still together, and the relationship will go through phases when the chemicals start to fade a little bit. I mean, they're never going to be that. You will never get the same high. It'll be a little less, little less, little less. And then pretty soon reality sets in. It's like, wow, things that you overlooked before, they wouldn't bother you. Now they bother you. So just be aware of the love chemicals. Be the best person you can be. And then also, if you want to go super deep, find out about attachment. But and then lastly, I'd say do what you like to do. If you don't like the opera or ballet, don't be at the opera and get some gal that's all that they're into. Or if you like skiing and they don't ski, is that going to work out? So pick and choose. There are lots and lots and lots of partners, potential partners out there for you. Be the best you can be. Try and find some similarities. Similar backgrounds help too, that you can experience things together versus a couple less hurdles, if you will. If you have similar backgrounds, I think we tend to look for people like our mothers, or women will tend to look for people who are like their fathers. So just kind of be aware of that.
So Hody, how can people contact you?
admin@thecommunicator.net. You know, I wrote a little book called A Man's Guide to Better Relationships. It's really geared towards men. It's trying to teach men how to be available and provide emotional security. Mostly it comes down to listening, but admin@thecommunicator.net. I'll get an email and I'll do my best to get back to you, whether it's a phone call or through email consultation. But again, the goal, cutting the divorce rate by 10%. And I think it's well within reach, Nigel. I think we can do it. It's going to be a movement, but it's too easy to quit relationships. I think let's just focus in, get back to what we loved about each other in the first place, and learn how to be better. Meet our own needs as well as that of our partner.
Hody in Seattle, Washington, USA. Thank you very much for your time.
Nigel, thank you. It's been a pleasure.
Please join me for interesting conversations with interesting people, featuring interviews with award-winning authors, relationship and life coaches, therapists, and a wide variety of people with intriguing stories to share. Interesting conversations with interesting people.
Available on all major podcast platforms now.